Welcome to the farm here.
I started making gin here 2 years ago.
I'm the artistic director of Shake Festival.
We came with a restaurant from London.
I'm the executive director of Britain Piers Art.
And I'm chair of Aubrey Museum.
And this piece of land, this bit of our coast, which is very vulnerable, is under a huge threat.
One of the extraordinary things about this area is the people and the community. It's a very, very rich and vibrant artistic community.
The people who come to visit are from all over the country, from all over the world.
What really drew me here to make gin, apart from being a fourth generation now to live and work here, is the outstanding natural beauty of this area.
This is the land that's inspired Benjamin Britten, that's inspired Crabbe the poet. We have the Constable Dome of the sky above us.
We've got Orford Ness, we've got bird reserves at Minsmere and so on.
It's an incredible, delicate ecosystem which you don't find in the rest of the UK.
Scottish Power have plans to disrupt a huge area of this pristine natural environment where a lot of people live, and build over the course of more than 12 years at least 6 substations with all the attendant road infrastructure and so on.
It'll take away our customers and it'll take away our unique selling point for this part of the country.
The local community would suffer inordinately and unfairly from the building of these substations.
Our landscape, our biology, our ecology is our biggest asset. If we don't acknowledge that in this century, we've had it.
It's been here for centuries and we want it to go on being here for centuries. That would be shattered, destroying what is precious, which should be respected, which should be tended and loved.
And it's not necessary. There are different ways of making this wonderful green energy, this wonderful wind power, come to us.
We all want sustainable energy. We all know what the outcome for our planet is if we don't get this right.
I did a degree in electrical engineering, and it seems odd to me that nobody has put together a solution which doesn't compromise our coast. It's technically feasible to do it. It's being done 90 miles away across the water, but we are not doing it here. It seems the fundamental problem is that we don't think strategically.
It's absolutely key that we have an integrated strategy nationwide.
Is it too late? I hope not. Perhaps we can have a rethink. Do what's the right thing, and the right thing actually for future generations too. Why do we despoil one bit of countryside when we could have a solution that would stand the test of time?
There needs to be a level of integrity to consultation and what it means and how it actually impacts our local surroundings and our local ecosystems in nature and in human life.
Why take this precious piece of our land and destroy it, not just for us, but for everyone in the future?